This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, answers to your questions in contending for the faith. And in understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will resume their conversation on God's salvation. In addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a variety of teaching materials, including books, video and audio tapes, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638 or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Ask for program number 3103 and be sure to mention the call letters of this station. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, Religion in the News, a report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from Agape Press, June 3, 2003, with the headline, Transgender Student Housing. Beginning this fall, Wesleyan University in Connecticut, named after John Wesley, the founder of Methodism and the Methodist Church, will offer the first transgender college housing in the nation. The idea, pushed by a campus student life committee called Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, Queer, and Questioning People, or LGBTQQ, received widespread support from the administration. The objective, according to the school's director of residential life, Jeff Ederer, is to create a space that is friendly and responsive to the needs of trans-identified students. Pro-family advocates believe providing students the option of living in a so-called gender-blind hall will only lead to more gender-confused students. Peter LaBarbera of the Culture and Family Institute says the move will have devastating consequences and regards it as political correctness run amok. The homosexual groups have always been strong on campus, at least over the last decade. They have virtually no sustained opposition to them, LaBarbera says. And now the transgenders are coming along, and they are every bit as militant as the gay activists were before them. It would be funny if it weren't so dangerous, he says. I have actually seen women who are trying to be men, showing off after their healthy breasts were removed surgically so that they could have flat chests, just like men. These policies are ridiculous, but they also have severe health consequences for those poor kids who are gender confused. The current accepted definition of transgender is an all-inclusive term for all persons whose expression of gender is outside the current cultural expectations or norms.
Dave, this is, as this article indicated, it would be funny if it wasn't so tragic. Talk about confusion. Now I need a place, not me personally, but these young people need a place in which they don't know whether they're coming or going, whether they're male, female, or what they want to be. I looked up on a couple of websites to get a definition of transgender, and even those who are advocating transsexual, cross-dressing, and all of that, they don't like the term because they know it's not physiological. These people in their heads don't know where they are, and they can't change themselves in their hearts and minds without changing themselves physically, and even that doesn't do the trick for them. So confusion is...
Well, Tom, the sex change operations, you can't change your sex. There's no transgender. You can't change your gender. It's in the chromosomes. And what these poor people become are freaks. I don't even like to talk about it or think about it. But here is a Christian college, supposedly.
Well, at least initially, John Wesley would be pulling his hair out.
He certainly would. But you see, what the problem is, Tom, anything goes. It doesn't matter what God says. It doesn't matter anymore what the Bible says. And it's not only in this particular area of sex, but it's in the doctrinal areas of almost every doctrine out there is up for grabs. I mean, why should we believe that salvation is only for people who believe in Jesus Christ? Well, of course, that's what Jesus said. Yeah, but that's narrow-minded. So this is the day in which we live. Tolerance. Let's be tolerant. But as we've often said, Tom, do you want the police to be tolerant of crime? Do you want the doctors to be tolerant of disease? Have I used the illustration before, the big NFL linebacker? Probably I have. And he just smashes some guy and stomps on him, and the referee blows a whistle. And he turns to the ref and says, "You're so intolerant. You can't even play a game without rules." But these people don't want any rules. And it's like we have in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes.
Yeah, and I think of another verse from Proverbs. I think it's 14:12, around there. There is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So this does lead to death, destruction. It's horrible, Dave. I picked up another article related to this story, and it said that Wesleyan has the school... Wesleyan University has a reputation for liberal attitudes in both the way it treats its students and the courses it offers. It annually holds a gay prom, and its syllabus offers a course on pornography. This is sin. The wages of sin is death. This leads to destruction, not just eternal separation from God, but right now, these things create problems that are just unbelievable.
If Wesley could come back for a moment, come down from heaven where his soul and spirit are, he would say, "Look, guys, take my name off of that place. Don't even pretend this is Christian. What relationship do you have with the Bible?" But we have many pastors like that, Tom, people who call themselves Christians, but they deny that Jesus is God. They deny Jesus rose from the dead. Then please, don't call yourself a Christian. We've said it many times on this program. I'll say it again. You want to invent a religion? Go ahead. But don't call it Christianity. You cannot call yourself a Christian unless you follow what Jesus Christ taught and what he practiced. But these people have no regard for the Bible. They have no regard for God. They're going to make it up as they go along, whatever they want to do to cater to their own lusts. And you see, the tragedy is that young people are led astray. They say, "Oh, well, this is Christianity. I want to be a Christian." And if you're a Christian, you can just do whatever you want, believe whatever you want. It doesn't really matter. Just stick on the label, "I'm going to a Christian college." Isn't this great?
Mm-hmm. Dave, let me read the Romans so people don't think this is just our ideas, that we're just laying out things that come out of our own heads. No, this is Romans chapter 1, verse starting with verse 21. "Because of that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools." This is an academic situation that we're talking about, an environment. "And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image like to the corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. Even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat."
Pretty clear, Tom. And it's a tragedy. But when we ignore God's word, the wages of sin is death. And these young people are being led right down the path to destruction.